Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Sela. I am Veronica Vilsky and I am talking to Norbert Minkendorfer from Austria. Norbert and his wife Erna have attended our schools in Santiago, Chile, Mendoza, Argentina, and Lima, Peru within the last 3 years. Norbert, bienvenido. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm living with my wife in a small town. The name is Steyr in Upper Austria. But partly I live also in Vienna, where I worked about 7 years. One of our two daughters is also living in Vienna. The second daughter lives in Berlin, Germany. And my profession, I am a psychologist and worked in the justice department. The last 15 years I was head of a specialist prison for mentally ill inmates in Vienna. In the States, you say normal prison warden. And at last, before I retired, I was prison warden in a high security prison in my town here, where I'm living now. You know, now I am 69 old.
Thank you.
Yes.
You must be very tough.
Yes.
I'm sure you have seen a lot.
Yes.
So what led you to attend a Spanish program in Lima, Peru 3 years ago?
I like to study Spanish because 40 years ago, when I was a student, I was already in Central America. For example, Mexico, Guatemala, Costa Rica, and later also in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, I visited several times a friend of me in Brazil, and later other countries in South America, for example, Ecuador, Uruguay, and Argentina. And I found a Chela in Peru in the internet, because I started already in Ecuador to study Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any concerns that might have prevented you from going to study Spanish in South America?
No, I had no concerns. I felt every time safe.
Good. And you had been there before, so I'm sure that helped.
And where I have been before?
Mm-hmm.
No, I was in Central America at the beginning of the 70s. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So I know the situation in the United States and also in South America.
Okay. And you brought your wife Erna, right?
She started with me Spanish in Peru. Yes.
Nice. So after you studied, or after you attended our school in Lima, what made you decide to also study in Mendoza, Argentina, and Santiago, Chile?
2008, I opened an art exhibition in Buenos Aires of an
mm-hmm.
Austrian artist and friend. And after the exhibition, we traveled a few days to Santiago, and I decided to come back later with my wife. I planned to travel by bus, crossing the Andes to Mendoza. To improve our Spanish knowledge, we chose a sailor again.
Mm-hmm.
In Santiago.
What would you say to people who think they are too old to learn a new language?
I say to study a language is the best geriatric medicine.
Hmm.
Mm. You understand?
Yes, the best geriatric yes. medicine is perfect.
Yes.
I like that. So which class was more challenging for you, the grammar class or the conversation class?
For me, the conversation class.
Mm-hmm. And why was that?
And what?
Why? Why was that more challenging?
I'm experienced a little more in Spanish than my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife prefers the grammar class because she was former teacher in mathematics.
Okay.
Okay.
What type of classmates did you have at school?
I had a private class, 4 hours of conversation a day, and Ernie attended a group course.
Did you and Erna tend to spend time after class together, or did you go do things with other people?
We took several excursions from the school. We were in a vineyard. We visited museums in Santiago and interesting places together with other scholars.
How did you spend your weekends?
We booked only 1 week at Sela Santiago, and after then we continued traveling to Easter Island, to the north, La Serena, El Valle del Equi, and Antofagasta.
Nice.
And it was interesting to visit astronomical observatories in Chile, like the Paranal in the desert of Atacama and Mamayuca in Vicuña, and places where Gabriela Mistral and Pablo Neruda live, the Nobel Prize winners of literature in Chile.
What was your favorite restaurant or type of food?
My favorite restaurant in Chile, we preferred fresh fish, and in Mendoza, steak and pasta, and also fine wine of Chile and Mendoza.
What form of transportation did you use most frequently?
In Santiago, we took the subway to La Serena and to Mendoza buses. And of distant destinations, we had flights to East Island and to San Pedro.
What accommodations did you live in while you were there?
Yes, we were elder people and used normal different types of hotels, hotels.
Were there any cultural differences that stood out to you between your home and South America?
No, I know South America very well, and the culture is different, but not foreign or alien to us. It's similar. And also people from South America here in Austria. They're living in Austria.
Oh, so it was pretty familiar then.
Yes.
Have you and Erna incorporated any new traditions at home after your Spanish immersion program?
No. Always to prepare pisco sour for our guests.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. I bought pisco.
Good.
In pisco in there.
Mhm. Do you feel like it tastes the same as it did in Peru?
It's a little different because it was a pisco from Pisco, the center of the Valle del Elqui, and in Peru it's a little different. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's also in the south, but it's not real pisco.
Okay, but still delicious.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Yes.
What is it?
Un plato es media naranja. You understand?
Can you say it one more time?
Media naranja. My wife.
Oh.
It's a word. You say media naranja is my wife.
Very
and
good.
In a restaurant in Santiago, I found an underlay on the table with an aphorism of Charlie Chaplin. And the name was Mirada de cerca, la vida es una tragedia, pero vivos parece una comedia. It means looking at life closely is a tragedy, but looking from distance, it looks like a comedy.
I like that. That's a good one.
Yes.
That is true.
restaurant.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with people who are listening?
Well, yes, I can. So, yes, you can. Like Obama, yes, you can do it. It is a great experience to go to school, also when you are elder, an elder person.
Wonderful. Muchísimas gracias, Norbert.